olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/samoan.
Wailoa I se suesuenga na whaasalala wina na whaaiunga ili British Medical Journal, so otanga I mea ai e whaaonga I nai kemikale e pe o povi masima, ma le te leo wha ama I. Na whaali ai foi o le te leo nei mea ai e te le ai le suka ma le ngao manufasi, e matuale ai se aonga te le mo le malolo ina o le tino o se tangata. O le iloilonga na whaia e se au suesue mai au se talia nei, ma na whaasalalawina la tau whaaiunga I le British Journal of Medicine. O le tamaita I o Dr. Daisy Coyle, o se Research Fellow and Accredited Practicing Dietitian I le George Institute for Global Health, o ia na taita ia le suasuenga, ma na ia whaalia le so o tanga I mea ai nei, manisi o wha ama I onga onga, e awhi ai le mai fatu.
I think the main thing from this study that's new is the list of the 32 health outcomes that have been associated with ultra-processed foods. Some of the previous studies have focused on a certain disease area, whereas this is quite a comprehensive review that looked at a range of different health outcomes, and those 32 came out as having an association with ultra-processed food consumption. And the top two health outcomes that are linked to ultra-processed foods are increased risk of dying from cardiovascular disease, as well as mental health disorders, including anxiety.
Atonu o se tasi o itu e whaatuatua ina e isu e tuenga whapenei. Ona e lata I leto o se fulu miliona tangata na aofi ai, a e le I whaatupeina e se kampani e iaini ona so o tanga male ngau singa o mea ai, po ni kampani te tele e whaatawina mea ai le lalolangi. Na saunoa Dr. Ellen Barkley o le University o Sini I mata upu I taa wafa ma le soifua ma loloina po o se dietitian, e le whaingo fia mata upu I taa wafa ma le soifua ma loloina. Ona e au fia I le tūlanga wha ale tamau a inga po o le socio-economic factor I a inga taitasi I au se talia nei.
It's been shown that if you have a diet very low in ultra-processed foods, or in other words, one that's based on minimally processed foods, it can cost around $70 Australian extra a week than one that's much higher in ultra-processed foods. So, and of course, the other interesting finding is that we know that older people consume far less ultra-processed foods than younger people. And I suspect there's an affordability side of things there, because we all know that younger Australians are under severe financial stress at the moment because of housing inequality and various other issues.
Na awai iai Dr. Daisy Coyle ile manatu, e iai le so otanga ile au fai o tupe maua se ainga, ma leitu ainga ta umafa e laulawina I ainga mō mātua mawhana uia so taitasi. Na saunoa Dr. Coyle, ua tatawa na Yeisefe soasoani ale malo I le tau o mea ai ao ngā mō le tino, e pei o fuala au aina, ma fuala au faisua. Ae yei, se la fonga e whaataunga ta ai mea ai, e pei o povi masinima, ma pisupo, ma moa mai fale ainga fast foods.
I did some research a couple of years ago to look at purchases of ultra-processed foods across Australian households. And what I found is that, which is quite alarming, is that half of what we buy at the supermarket is ultra-processed foods. And we know that lower socioeconomic households purchase more ultra-processed foods. So when it comes to thinking about how we actually tackle this problem, I think it's really important that we take that equity angle into account. It's not fair to make ultra-processed foods more expensive without making the healthier alternatives cheaper.
O le isi tu ua mōli mawina I le au suesue, o le to ala aiti o tu pulanga talavou e iloa, ma mawhai o na kukaina se mea ai mai fuala au aina, fuala au faisua, po o a ano manufasi. E pei o se supo, se siaumeni, po se isi lava I tu ai ngā kuka.
So I think rather than slapping warning labels on things, which is really, I think, you know, quite confronting and a very negative way of dealing with things, I think we should be investing in people's food literacy, their ability to select and prepare healthier foods, to make them from scratch rather than just tell them this is no good, And you know, we've got to address the whole issue with respect to time management. You know, commutes, particularly in some of the larger Australian cities, you know, can be up to an hour or more in each direction.
Oisi mea aie pei o chips, mai le pepa, na ngāosi ma le whaamoe moe e te leai le suka ma le māsima. Ma te leai le tāu ma whaina e tangata, ai matua leai ma se ao ngā, I le tino māloloina.
Depends on the person's individual health problems. So if there's a history of medical problems in the family, the intake could probably should be as low as possible. What is a safe level? I don't think we have the answer to that yet. But what everyone should try to do is try to eat as less of it as possible. And so even if you drop your intake by one or two serves a day, that's going to be better from where you were. Because this research also showed that the higher your intake of ultra-processed foods, the higher your risk was for each of these diseases. So just swapping something out and introducing a piece of fruit or a vegetable would be a great start for people.
Ole reporting for Amau Popoina Peki Giacomelos, Mole SBS News.
Like, share, mafaali sofinangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.